Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Israel's war cabinet was meeting today to weigh a response to the weekend's drone and missile attack from Iran. An Israeli government spokesman says Israel is keeping all its options open. Now, the U.S., French, and British governments urge Israel to exercise restraint after an international alliance intercepted almost all the drones and missiles sent from Iran. With us now is Trita Parsi. He's author of several books on Iran and the Middle East, and he's executive vice president at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Trita, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much for having me.
The events over the weekend, this is a first for Iran directly attacking Israel in retaliation for Israel assassinating Iranian military leaders, of course, at Iran's consulate in Syria. Could this escalation spiral out of control to a broader, much wider war in the Middle East?
Certainly the risk for an escalation towards a wider war is there. Now, the Iranian attack clearly was designed to be performative. It was high on symbolism, low on impact. It was well telegraphed because they wanted everything to be shot down. They wanted to establish a new red line and reestablish their deterrence rather than escalating it to a larger war. However, if Israel now decides to respond again, then we will very likely see a much larger war, because the Iranian warning has been that they consider this to be a concluded chapter. Unless Israel escalates further, and then the Iranian response will be much, much stronger, and certainly with no 72-hour heads up as there was this time around.
An Iranian general, Hossein Salami, said on state television that Iran has created a new equation with Israel. What does he mean?
He means going forward, the Israelis will know that if they attack an Iranian consulate, Iranian building, or kill Iranian officials, whether it's in Lebanon, whether it is in Syria, it will generate a harsh response from Iranian territory, meaning that this past situation in which the Israelis had assassinated quite a few Iranian military officials without any strong response from the Iranians, and we're talking about over the course of several years, that era of what the Iranians call strategic patience is now over. And any return by the Israelis to those type of assassinations will lead to a strong Iranian military response.
And you know the Iranian leadership. When you say strategic patience, help us understand the long game Iran is playing.
The Iranians know very well they are weaker than Israel, and they're certainly weaker than the United States. But they believe that they have time on their side. Drones and other technology have actually flattened the playing field. The Israeli edge is far less than what it was 20 years ago. But the last attack against the consulate in Damascus appears to have been the last straw.
As far as the Iranian leadership, what pressure has it been under at home to respond directly and attack Israel?
So amongst the population, I don't think there's any excitement whatsoever for Iran ending up in a war. The Iranians are suffering not only from a terrible economic situation, but extensive social and political repression by the Iranian government. But within the regime and within the hardliners, there has been a lot of frustration with this long strategic patience strategy because the Iranians have taken a very large number of hits. A very large number of Iranians have been killed by the Israelis without any strong response from Iranian leadership. And it's all of this coming together now that appears to have pushed the Iranian supreme leader to greenlight this attack. But as we discussed, it was designed to be a one-off. It was designed to assert a new red line, but not escalate matters into a larger war.
You referenced the Biden administration here in the U.S. The president has said the U.S. will help defend Israel. But is there a likelihood the U.S. could yet be drawn into a broader war?
I'm afraid the way Biden has formulated this actually makes it very likely that the United States will get dragged into yet another disastrous war in the Middle East. Because Biden has said it will help Israel defensively, but it will not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Well, that formulation becomes meaningless the minute the war starts, because the Israelis could, for instance, go and do an offensive attack against Iran right now. The U.S. would not participate in it. The Iranians will respond, And then the U.S. would get dragged in because it said that it will help defend Israel. So either way, the U.S. ends up getting into a war that the U.S. does not need, the American public doesn't want, and certainly doesn't serve U.S. interests. I think it would have been much better for the president to draw a clear red line for both sides and say that it will not tolerate any further escalation by either one of them, because that actually would protect Israel as well. There would be no need for an ironclad support and defense of Israel because there wouldn't be a war in the first place.
But I'm just trying to understand, do these events, as far as the interests of Hamas, the interests of the Netanyahu government in Israel, are they more likely than they were before the weekend to say, let's push toward a ceasefire?
Unfortunately not. The more this war expands and escalates, the more difficult it will be to get a ceasefire. And this is, again, part of the reason why it would have been much wiser to push for a ceasefire much earlier on, because it's going to become harder and harder going forward.
And before we let you go, Trita, just going forward, what are the most important things you're watching for?
I'm watching the rhetoric coming out of the White House right now and exactly to see what is it the White House is telling the Israelis. The ball is in Israel's court. And Biden has a tremendous amount of leverage. In my view, he should be using it because it is clearly in the interest of the United States to avoid another war in the Middle East.
We've been talking to Trita Parsi with the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Trita, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.